Well, it's not my fault.
Oh, you're saying it's mine?
If the shoe fits.
Quiet, both of you. If you can't be civil at dinner, you're both going to sit out here.
But Grandma...
Don't Grandma me. That's always been the rule. If you can't behave, you have to sit at the children's table.
But there are no kids here.
Really? You may both be in your 40s, but you could have fooled me. Besides, kids or not, there is a children's table and it's right there.
You moved it to the back porch?
I didn't think I'd be needing it today.
So you want us to move it back to the living room?
No. You two can stay out here.
But it's freezing.
Good. That will be perfect. You need to cool off. Now you two boys behave yourselves, settle your differences, and maybe I'll bring you some rolls in a little while.
But Grandma, it's Easter.
And you'll be welcome back at the table once you can behave. Now sit.
Do you think she's serious?
Wait a minute. Yeah, she's serious.
How can you tell?
I can't hear anyone talking back there. They probably have their heads down, shoveling in food without making eye contact. I can't believe this.
Oh, I can. This is Grandma's house. Her word is law, and family dinners are sacred.
Yeah, that's right. Man, you really messed up.
Me? What do you mean, me?
Well, bringing up politics at the dinner table.
I was just making conversation, and you jumped on that conversation pretty quick.
But I didn't start the argument.
Ha!
What?
Didn't start the argument. That's a laugh.
What are you talking about?
You started the argument when you came to dinner at Grandma's wearing that.
What? The shirt?
Of course the shirt. What else could it be? You in your revolutionary uniform.
Oh my God.
And taking the Lord's name in vain on Easter.
You are such an idiot. And my shirt didn't start the argument. You commenting on my shirt did.
Same difference.
And talk about revolutionary uniform. What about your hat? You've been wearing that red MAGA hat since 2015.
That's different. I wear this hat because I'm proud to be an American, something you wouldn't know anything about.
Oh, I know all about it. And this shirt is not revolutionary.
Oh, you claiming you aren't part of an Antifa cell?
I keep telling you, Carl, there are no Antifa cells. It's just a group of people standing up for what they think is right.
Same as me, then.
Well, technically correct with one important difference.
Oh, and what's that?
I'm right. And you know what else?
What?
That hat's getting a little faded. It's not very red anymore.
What?
In fact, it looks more pink.
You take that back.
Oh, pink as May in San Francisco. Or Moscow.
No, you stop that. I've been meaning to replace it, but I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Oh, what's the matter? Has your exalted leader lost his connections in China?
I'm not listening to you.
Well, that's a shame. Because if you did, we'd be inside eating ham right now.
Oh, don't mention the ham. I look forward to that ham all year.
It's not my fault.
It is so.
Is not. You started it.
Can I help it if every time I see you, I'm reminded of what a tragedy you are?
What?
You heard me.
Yeah, but I don't understand you. I'm a tragedy?
I think so. I've always thought so.
What are you talking about?
You know.
No!
You've got to know.
I don't. How exactly am I a tragedy?
Throwing away your God-given talent just because you hate America so much.
Oh my God, this is about football, isn't it?
What else? You had a gift. You had the sweetest arm and the best feet of any quarterback our school ever had. You could have played on Sundays, man.
Carl, I hated football. And I'm sorry, you're my cousin, and I love you.
Not gay.
But I wasn't gonna keep playing just so you could go to state.
Well, it wasn't just for me, it was for everyone. The whole school was looking forward to that trip to the city. Then you quit the weakest sections, didn't even give Riley a chance to get ready.
Riley played fine at sections. We lost because Central was better, and they would have been better even if I'd played.
Oh, you let us down, all of us.
Carl,
And that's when I figured you out. You had everything, looks, talent, good grades, and you turned your back on it all. Why?
Oh,
well, I'll tell you why.
Here it comes.
You hated America. She gave you everything you could possibly want, and you turned your back on her.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Turned your back on her.
You know what your problem is? You're stuck in the past.
Where everything was better.
You're still trying to relive high school in your 40s. It's pathetic.
All's I know is you were great up until that season, and now
English,
it's like...
English 201.
What?
English 201. That class you had to repeat?
What are you talking about?
That fall, you were failing English 201, which is stupid. If you could speak English, you could pass English 201, but you stopped doing the reading, then you stopped going to class, then you had to repeat it the next year. That's why you didn't graduate.
I did so graduate.
You went back and got your GED, which I give you credit for. But you want to know when things started to go wrong? It was when you had to repeat English 201. You were stuck back with all those sophomores when your class moved on, and you hated it. And even if I'd played, even if we had won it all, you would still have had to repeat English 201.
You really hold on to the past, don't you?
I'm not talking to you anymore.
There. That's you all over.
Talking to you.
Same old Trevor. Nose up in the air. Too good for everyone. Too good for football, for pity's sake. You know what your problem is?
Not talking.
You're frustrated.
I'm what?
You're frustrated. You lorded it over everyone and ended up in exactly the same place as the rest of us. Oh, okay, so I had to take some community college classes to get my GED. At least I didn't go into debt getting a scatological degree.
Sociology.
40 grand in loans to work at a coffee shop. Ridiculous.
I manage 3 different coffee shops. I have a decent salary. Benefits.
Benefits. Benefits is right. You found the one place in the country where you can sit around all day and talk with your libtard friends about how much they hate America and how the whole system is rigged and everything is wrong because no one listens to you and how everything would be so much better if we just let in all the immigrants and handed out checks for not working and everyone got a lollipop at the doctor's instead of a bill.
You're telling me that doesn't sound good?
Who pays the doctor, Trevor? Huh? Who pays the doctor for all this free health care? Oh, and who writes the checks for that, whatchamacallit, minimum income? I'll tell you who. Somebody else. That's who. Always somebody else. But not you. No, sir. You're a poor, innocent victim of society. You, a white male who could play football like nobody's business and had all the girls hanging all over you in high school. If you just...
What? If I had just what?
If you hadn't thought you were so much better than everyone else, you could have been great. Well, that shut you up, didn't it?
For the last time, I hated football.
Why, for pity's sake?
You want to know the truth?
Sure.
The guys.
What?
The guys. The team. The whole setup. That game rewards the most violent impulses the human animal is capable of. The more angry and antisocial you are, the better you can play. And the way the team marched around the school like they owned the place. The bully.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad for us. We were part of the team. But you remember Luther Oren?
Oh, sure, of course. Great guy.
He's a sociopath.
No, Luther just did some pranks. Like the time he let a pig loose in the girls' locker room.
Or the time he pushed Carrie Silver down the stairs.
No one ever proved that. He said she slipped.
She had to go to the hospital.
Wasn't Luther's fault.
She had to go to the hospital, and Luther got off with a lecture because we had a game that week. I hate football. The only reason I could play quarterback was because I could distance myself from the whole thing. Reduce it to a story problem. Call the play. Hand it off to Luther. Get the hell out of the way. And that sweet arm you're talking about? That was because I checked down to Bobby Smith every time because he was the only one of those idiots who didn't have rocks for hands. And he could run like hell after he got the ball. I'd throw it 5 yards, he'd run for 20, and I got credit for a 25-yard pass. It was all just...
fantastic.
Idiotic. To be rewarded for playing a game.
Well, now that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Then you haven't been listening very long.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you said plenty of stupider things than that.
Oh, really? Well, why don't you enlighten me?
Oh, you said you loved America.
Yeah? And?
You love America.
I do. What? What? I do. What are you talking about?
Just to hear you talk, you think this country's the worst place on earth. All you do is complain about it.
I don't complain about America. I never said a word against my country.
Oh, just against immigrants, poor people. Any leader who isn't Republican, anyone who doesn't go to your church.
That's not true. There are several churches that are okay.
If you love America so much, Why don't you show it?
I do.
How?
The hat, remember?
Oh, yeah. Make America Great Again, the Princess Edition.
It's faded, okay?
It's pink.
It's faded.
It's pink, and you know it. You could wear that thing to a pride parade, and no one would even blink. They'd think it was ironical.
Why, Stop it.
Stop it now.
He started it.
Oh, that's a lie.
I don't care. Here, I was going to bring you boys a couple of plates made up all nice, and you're out here fighting. You should be ashamed of yourselves, two grown men.
You mean those plates are for us?
They were for you. Now you can just sit out here and freeze for all I care.
Grandma, wait.
No. I'm tired of your fighting, and I'm tired of you ruining every family dinner. You might think you have nothing in common, but the truth is, of all the cousins, you two are the most alike. And if you weren't so busy snapping and snarling at each other, you might be able to see that. You are family, and that's never going to change, so get used to it. But until you do, you get nothing from my table.
What if we promise not to fight?
Yeah.
Well, you could promise to sprout wings and fly around the room, and I'd have an easier time believing that. Now get out of my house.
What?
You heard me.
You're kicking us out of the house.
This is the back porch. That there is the door. Use it.
She's not serious, is she?
I think she is.
Oh, man, she had those two plates. I could smell the ham.
I think she really meant it.
No. She couldn't have.
Oh, I think she did. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I think that's Uncle Lou's old pickup. People are starting to leave.
Well, he's probably just going out for more beer.
No. He quit, remember? I think people are starting to leave for real.
Oh, well, it's kind of late.
It's just after 4. You ever remember a dinner at Grandma's winding up before 10?
No.
Oh, my God. We broke Easter.
I'm sure it's not that bad. I mean, we didn't do anything. What? Why are you looking at me like that? What is it?
I think I should go.
Go? Go where?
Home.
What about dinner?
Everyone's starting to leave. Dinner's over.
But that's not fair. I haven't eaten.
Yeah, me neither. She had cheesecake for dessert, too.
Oh, don't mention that.
I'm such an idiot. This was all wrong.
Oh, what are you talking about?
This. Us. You and me. Fighting the way we do.
We don't fight that bad.
Yes, we do. I really think you are stuck in the past and have to blame everyone else for your problems.
Well, I really think you're never satisfied and think you're better than everyone else.
See? We've been having that same argument since high school, and nothing's changed.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Okay. I know what to do. We go back in there right now, and we just sit down at the table and start eating without saying a word. Grandma might squawk at first, but she wouldn't kick us out.
She already has. Someone else is leaving.
Grandma will probably raise holy hell, but if we just make nice, even to each other, she'll give up and eventually we'll get some ham.
No, Carl.
What?
I said no. I'm not going back in there.
Why not?
It won't work.
How do we know without trying?
I just do. Everything's different now. We pushed it too far and there's no way back. I don't deserve what's in there.
But we need to try.
Am I right?
Are you right about what?
About anything. Life, politics, religion. Am I right about anything?
What are you talking about?
Because I don't think you can admit that I'm right about anything.
Okay, am I right?
I honestly don't know anymore.
That's what I thought. You know, we're in the same boat, buddy.
Same boat.
So we got to work together if we're going to get dinner.
It's over, Carl.
No, it's not. There's still food in there. There's still time.
No, there isn't. I'm going to go.
Wait, why did
you... Just give it up. We blew it. Look, I don't understand you. I'm not sure I'll ever understand you. But I'm tired of fighting with you. I just want to go home.
But we haven't eaten.
Go to Denny's. You can get ham there.
Denny's?
Or there's this diner downtown does a pretty good ham sandwich. Try there.
No, no, you don't understand. We can't give this up. We can't give up so long as there's something we can do.
Goodbye, Carl.
I can't go back in there alone. I need you to come with me.
You don't need me. You've never needed me.
That's not true.
Oh, name one time you needed me and don't say football.
Okay, give me a second.
Goodbye, Carl.
Wait. Come on, man. We're family.
Goodbye, Carl.
Well, that's just like him. Him, 100%, always thinking of himself. Nose up in the air, stupid little... He had everything. I had nothing. He had everything.
Oh, you're still here. Good.
Hi, Grandma. I'm sorry.
I know, sweet pea. Where's Trevor?
He went home.
Oh. I wrapped up some ham for you. Heat it in the oven, not the microwave.
I said I was sorry.
Microwave drives everything out.
Grandma, did you hear me say I'm sorry?
I heard. I just don't care anymore. You boys have worn me out. I'm just going to go do the dishes and go to bed.
Can I help with the dishes?
No, Carl. I'll do them myself. It's the fine china, and I don't want them all broken.
Oh.
Honestly, if you knew just how much alike the two of you are, you'd learn to get along. I guess it's too late for that.
You think?
Well, for this year, anyway. It'd be a shame if you kept on the way you're going. You'll miss out on a lot more than ham.
We'll learn to get along. I promise.
Sure. Remember, oven, not microwave.
You know, I was thinking, maybe for Mother's Day. Yeah, okay. This has been The Children's Room, written by Jeffrey Adams, starring Jeffrey Adams, Diane Adams, and Caleb Silvers. Thank you very much.